Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Very well indeed. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. Now, there's been a lot of confusion and misinformation over what the program is. Can you tell us about it and what it involves?
Well, essentially, it's a toolkit of sort of resources and support for schools and professional teachers and principals that actually can engage with any part of the program at their absolute discretion to deliver that sort of support for sort of same-sex attracted, intersex or gender diverse students or students that may be struggling with that, as to sort of help support them so that they can feel absolutely safe and included in the school environment. There has been research, you know, that suggested that sort of 80% of the children in that sector have been exposed to some sort of form of homophobic bullying or abuse. And so really, you know, we've got to think that a school is actually should be an absolutely safe place to be for any student. And we live in a modern Australia, so surely we should be in a position where we can recognise that. And that's where the Safe Schools Coalition support services and resources come in. They provide sort of tangible on-the-ground support for teaching staff, and they can deliver that at an age-appropriate level to the students within the school at their absolute discretion in their total control.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's sort of at a school's discretion. I believe the program is optional as well. So do you have any idea on how sort of widespread it is across the country?
Well, at the moment, it's sort of reached into just under 500 schools, and that's across all sectors. You know, that's the public school sector, that's the independent sector and faith-based schools as well. So, you know, it is a wide-ranging resource that's adapted as and when it's required and requested by a school community. So you're looking at probably touching base with sort of 15,000 professional teaching staff. And as a part of that, that would be a sort of cohort of probably 400,000 students.
Okay. And the program has been criticised, saying that it raises sexual issues which are inappropriate for teenagers and young children. What's your take on that argument?
Well, my understanding is that the resources that have been developed have been peer-reviewed and developed with education professionals at the highest level. They've been trialled and tested and made sure they are appropriate. And again, it's just to reiterate the point that the delivery of this and how much or how little of this is utilised within the school is at the absolute discretion of the principals and teaching staff within that school. Nothing is imposed or forced on anybody. Mm. And essentially, it's about creating that inclusive and safe environment for any student that they can thrive in a modern Australia.
Yeah, and what about feedback from those schools and students who are using the program? Are they, and also from parents and teachers as well, are they happy with it? Are there any sort of changes that they would recommend or anything like that?
Well, essentially, we've had no complaint from it at all. And if you look at the Safe Schools Coalition website, you'll see various anecdotal stories of parents that have actually had benefit from that and found this too. Because, you know, if you're a parent and you're faced with a child that's sort of having some concerns and you want to make them feel, know that they're supported and that they can thrive, then what better to know that there's something out there? I mean, in the absence of it, what is there?
Mm. And just one final question, Philip. Why do you think Prime Minister Turnbull has put the program under review?
I assume he has his own reasons, but at the end of the day, if it's a government-funded program, then it's entirely appropriate that it should be subject to review if it's felt necessary. I'd like to also think that, obviously, it will be a wholly objective review, and if the review discovers that it is actually working brilliantly and its efficacy is unchallenged, then there should be the scope to expand the delivery and scope and delivery of the program over the whole nation and perhaps give them more resources to do more of what's good. At the end of the day, you are looking at a program that does explore the sort of differences in all of us, in this case, it's in terms of the LGBTI issues. But the wider implication as an Australian society is that we're all different and we all have our little quirks. And so if we can develop the skills of students to recognise that we're all different and to appreciate and value people's difference, then from an Australian Council of State School Organisations perspective, bring it on.
There you go. We'll leave it there. Philip, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you, Mitch. Good to talk to you too.
That is Philip Spratt, who is a part of the Safe School Coalition's program, National Steering Committee, talking to us and clearing things up, I think, in a lot of ways about the Safe Schools program and what it does and what its intentions are. And that is to, at the very, very least, make the life of some students around the country that much easier and offer that support that is sometimes not around.